Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Olin Krutz.
The Bears' number one issue continues to be scoring points. And we all came into this year saying, if the defense can't get the turnovers, can the offense take the next step and score enough points to win a game, right? If they don't put them in good position to score. And the answer ended up being a big no.
Olin Krutz.
Coach Nagy, he is an offensive guy. He brought his scheme. But he's in charge of the team as the head football coach. Is he willing to change the scheme to benefit the team, which means he has to fire himself as the offensive coordinator? When they look at this and sit in a room, Big Ant, like me and you would, and be really honest with each other, if they do that, you have to question the direction that this offense is headed in.
Olin Krutz, every week with Mully and Haw.
He probably doesn't like you,
but he loves to talk Bears with Mully and Haw.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the score. Olin Krutz is a gift, and he joins us now on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Olin. How are you?
Morning, Olin.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Well, I got to tell you, I look at this Super Bowl, and I think to myself, styles make fights, right? So you got, Joe Frazier was like a swarming type boxer, and Ali struggled with him a little bit. And then, George Foreman is just this big, powerful guy, and he has no problem with a swarmer. So he could beat the hell out of Frazier. It's just, it's how you match him up. Like a guy like yourself, right? Fast, powerful, against a guy like me, slow, pondering. One guy likes to hit people. The other guy just can absorb the pain until he falls down. How does that apply to this Super Bowl?
Well, if you take a really good look at it, right, you just start with Patrick Mahomes, who probably is the best player in the NFL, especially at the quarterback position. You know, I guess you could make an argument for Russell Wilson, but Patrick Mahomes has had a great year again. And then you take at the 49ers and how do they stop them? And then you're looking at the best defensive front in the NFL. And this is going to be a great Super Bowl, right, and which brings up Kansas City's offensive line coach and former Chicago Bear Andy Heck and Andy Heck's unit. And what are they going to do to stop the front of Dee Ford, DeForest Buckner, Arik Armstead, Nick Bosa, even Dave from Notre Dame, their nose guard that plays on first and second down is a handful. So Andy Heck and his unit, they got a big job, guys. And, everybody likes to talk about Nick Bosa and Dee Ford and Armstead because, Nick Bosa is really a good player. But I would tell you, DeForest Buckner, that guy is a handful in the middle, even in that game against the Packers, when everybody likes to talk about they showed Bosa on the sideline. He was showing how he beat Bakhtiari. Well, I got news for Bosa. He really didn't beat Bakhtiari on that play. DeForest Buckner beat the guard, flushed Rodgers out, and then he just fell into a sack. So, Andy Heck and his inside three of Wiley, Reeder, and Duvernay-Tardif, they got a big job stopping the DeForest Buckner guy. And if they can get pressure up the middle on Mahomes and keep him contained, that's what they're going to have to do because this Kansas City Chiefs unit can score a ton of points on you.
Olin, the Chiefs defense doesn't get a lot of respect, and yet they've been playing pretty well the second half of the season, especially the last month or so. And they stopped Derrick Henry and they stopped the Titans running game. I'm not quite sure, you watch that game again, how did they do that? And how can they take what worked against the Titans and apply it to a 49er offense, which I think is a little bit more innovative, imaginative, and can find ways to run the football?
Yeah, interesting, right? Because they really didn't stop them for most of the first half, the Titans offense, that is. And then all of a sudden they insert Chris Jones, and he goes in there and makes two big plays, and it seems to spark the Kansas City Chiefs defense. And he's a big part of what they do in there to stop the run game. So a healthy Chris Jones is going to help. And really interesting about that, David, was the fact that Tennessee Titans now, they do run the same, almost the same run scheme as the San Francisco 49ers. Keith Carter, who is their offensive line coach, was actually brought there by LaFleur, and they run that outside zone scheme that Kyle Shanahan is so famous for. Now, Kyle Shanahan, this guy is amazing now. I mean, he sets things up. Every play he has a misdirection. Every play he has, it, you know, they have a play-action pass. They motion. They get leverage on the defense, and that's really what they did against the Packers, where they would motion. They went in a two tight end set and a fullback motion and just out-leveraged them, and they just killed the Packers. So, first of all, the Chiefs are going to have to respond to Shanahan's motions. The problem with the 49ers, give you guys, is you have to also respect the fact that they can also throw the ball if they have to. So you cannot, when you totally commit to the run, I mean, if you go back to, I think it was week 14 when they played the New Orleans Saints, right? And that's what the game I kind of look at, because it's kind of last time they played a team that could play to put a lot of points on them. Well, they won that game 48-46. After Drew Brees threw for 5 touchdowns, right? So Jimmy G had to go out there. He had to throw for 349 yards and 4 touchdowns himself. Emmanuel Sanders had over 150 yards receiving. So the hard thing about this offense, guys, if you do totally commit to shutting down that run, well, then Emmanuel Sanders, Deebo Samuel, and George Kittle, who we haven't even mentioned yet, are going to go crazy on you. So the Chiefs defense, like you said, they have a big job to stop this 49ers offense. And what they could do against the Titans is kind of overload the box and totally sell out to stop the run. Well, the 49ers, I don't know if you can really do that against them. So this is going to be a game where you can imagine a lot of points getting scored.
My favorite story with Andy Heck back in his playing days with the Bears is they were playing Minnesota, and John Randall.
76 starts for the Bears.
Oh, yeah.
76 starts.
Yeah. And John Randall was known to talk trash all the time. So John Randall is like, he would read the media guide and go at guys. He's like lined up over Todd Perry. And he is taught. He's like, "Hey, Jennifer said to say hello. I was with her last." All this stuff, and Andy Heck. It's Andy Heck's wife's name's Jennifer. Andy Heck's down at the other end of the line, screaming down, like, "Shut up!" he got confused about the names. Randall.
Andy Heck was a great guy, man. And the reason I said 76 starts is because, you know, we just saw a guy, Kyle Long, celebrate an amazing 77 star career. Andy Heck should have celebrated like him.
That's funny. Yeah. Oh, so when you look at Andy Heck with the Chiefs, you've got Robbie Gould kicking for the 49ers. Mm-hmm. What is your favorite ex-Bear angle to this Super Bowl?
Well, I mean, it's got to be Robbie Gould getting down there, and I think he hit. What was that? He hit in the playoff, that championship game was his farthest one in player. I mean, no, he's just a very good kicker, and you cheer for Robbie Gould, man. He's a good guy. He's a hell of a pro. He worked at his craft for years. You know, just a guy like that deserves a Super Bowl ring, and just knowing him personally, you hope he gets one, because he's been a pro's pro for a long time.
By far the best line, or the best connection, is Nick Bosa's great-grandfather ran the Chicago Mob forever, Tony Accardo. So that's pretty spectacular.
I don't think I'll touch that one.
You're learning.
I keep myself safe.
Hey, Olin, we were talking to someone who was saying that when you talk about the league, you talk about the copycat league, and everybody wants to try to take something from the Super Bowl champion. And everybody last year probably wanted to go to school on Mahomes and was worried about Kansas City's offense. But this year it could be this idea that San Francisco has built a team by getting self-motivated, kind of tough players that do not need practice to prepare for the game. So they can play really good defense without practicing tackling, and a lot of teams around the league have struggled with that.
Yeah, they just have a ton of talent too, right? And you're right. I mean, they're totally – what San Fran does when you turn the film on and you look at their run game, and you talk about a lack of practice, and even on defenses, they're really, really committed to what they do. And they're committed to the outside zone, and they're committed to playing their four-man front, cover three if they have to, and get after the quarterback. But, you know, on the defense side of the ball, they do fly around, but that defensive line, guys, is a huge advantage. And you know, San Fran, a big part of why they're in this Super Bowl is that Jimmy G got hurt last year, right? And they got to the number one pick, and they got Nick Bosa. But, you know, if Jimmy G plays the whole year, they don't have Nick Bosa on that D-line this year. So they've accumulated a lot of talent, right? They got a lot of talent on a team. And when you go through their roster, just like when you go through the Chiefs roster on offense and you take a look at why they're there, and it's always because when scheme finally matches the talent, right? And Andy Reid, you know, the two times he's been to the Super Bowl, it's been with Donovan McNabb and Patrick Mahomes. And that's no accident, right? And, you look at the 49ers and you look at their offensive line, they get Mike McGlinchey and they add him to right tackle. And Joe Staley's still playing good football. And they got Kittle, and then, you know, they trade for Emmanuel Sanders, and they got Deebo Samuel, and they just got, if you go down their roster and then you look at their coaching staff and why Cleveland doesn't hire Robert Saleh, I'll never know. But you look at their coaching staff, and there's no shock usually with Super Bowl teams when you go through it piece by piece and look at the way they're built and look at the guys they have on their roster and the coaches they have in their building coaching people up. It's usually not a shock that these two teams are in the Super Bowl, and that's a lot of it. And you know, to your point, talent, because you can't practice, talent becomes way more important. Guys who, like you said, are just motivated, who just want to line up and hit somebody in the face, because, you know, if you have guys who get after guys in today's NFL because, like you said, you can't practice a whole lot, you pretty much got to come in ready to play. And who knows, with this new CBA, who knows if there'll be less hours on the field and less meeting time. So a lot of these guys got to be self-motivated. But the big thing to me that really sticks out when I roll through these two rosters is just the amount of very, very good football players they have on both teams.
Olin, it's been 13 years, but you did spend a week at the Super Bowl preparing for the big game. What is the key mm-hmm. to maintaining focus that week and avoiding distractions?
Well, the main thing is that, you know, everybody's going through what you're going through, right? And it's hard to avoid distractions. And I can't imagine nowadays with the social media aspect and Twitter and Instagram and how easy people can get access to you as a player. So I'm sure you have to shut some things off. But these players are different and they live on their phone. So there's going to be distractions. You just got to make sure you're ready to go, make sure you're ready to play football. And just realize that, you know, you've been preparing for this your whole life, and you just try to have fun and enjoy it. And of course, for us, it was hard to enjoy it because of what happened. But you're going to be distracted, Dave. But you just got to kind of stick together and get your playbook ready and go out there and try to play the best game you can play.
The Chiefs are favored by a point and a half. Who do you think is going to win the game?
You know, it's funny because I keep looking at it and I keep seeing the San Francisco 49ers, that their team looks like they have the better team. But, man, it's hard to bet against Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
And, you know, I even look at that New Orleans game. You try to find a game. Okay, can San Fran score with somebody like the Chiefs? And they do it in week 14 at New Orleans, right? That is an impressive game. But I just can't go against Patrick Mahomes. I think it's Andy Reid's time. I think I think this is 28th or 29th year in the NFL, 21st as a head coach. I think he's finally built the team he wants on offense, and I think they outscore the 49ers down there in Miami, and Andy Reid gets his first Super Bowl, and Mahomes maybe gets the first of many.
Great stuff, Olin. Thank you.
Thanks, Olin.
Appreciate it, guys.
Take care. That is Olin Krutz.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.